Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
Interior of this Bears offensive front has to become a strength for this team, and there are so many guys who are there. There are guys who've got still the physical attributes to get the job done at a high level, but they haven't done this together yet.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Herron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
He is never scared. Anthony Herron, happy to join him on a Football Monday, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. You know him from Fox 32 on all of the Bears shows that they have. You know him from working with us. You know him at Big Ten Network. He's a former NFL athlete. He's a former Iowa Hawkeye athlete. Big Ant Herron on X joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And I want to get started with what stood out to you the most in this Bears win over the Cowboys.
I loved how demonstrative Caleb Williams got in the second half of this game. And there are things that just tangibly his performance as a passing quarterback, as a field general, the pre-snap, the post-snap, and all those things are worth tracking just in his development. I really feel pretty confident those have been improving already. It's just easier for folks, I think, to digest that when the Bears win a game as opposed to all the losing that we've seen them do since Caleb was a rookie QB last season. But he's becoming a better football player by playing more football. But in the second half of the game, in a game the Bears were leading, that to me was the most demonstrative I've seen of Caleb looking demanding slash cajoling of his teammates, just wanting to sort of continue to push the tempo as they're getting out of the huddle, continuing to sort of exhort guys on the sidelines. Yeah, he's not a personality that's shy at all, but as far as some of those things that in some ways might seem a little bit cheesy on occasion, but end up mattering on a football sideline, the quarterback walking up and down the sidelines, sort of cheering guys on, urging guys to pick things up, breaking the huddle, you know, clapping the hands a little bit to get some tempo, to get to the line of scrimmage with some urgency. I saw that a few times in the second half of last season with some of those really dramatic comebacks where it got into the fourth quarter and Caleb kind of, you know, was trying to get some urgency and pick things up a little bit late in some of those games last year when they were down several scores. Yesterday is the first time I remember seeing that happen in a game the Bears had control of, and Caleb, as a leader in the second half of that game, wanting to make sure that the guys continued to have an edge. And that's one thing that, you know, we can get into some of the tangibles of the passes and the reads and everything else. But just him as a leader, I saw some signs of Caleb coming into his own in that regard.
Anthony Herron joins us every week here on Raheem Harrison Grody to talk about the Bears And we're talking about a win for once. This segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I didn't mean to say it in that manner, Anthony.
It's a welcome difference.
Right? I will ask this. How much do you feel like what happened with the collapse in the fourth quarter in week one maybe affected Caleb Williams and what he was showing you in the second half of this game?
I hope it affected all of them. It certainly should have. Each season is sort of an entity in and of itself. But this 2025 version of the Bears, with this collection of players and talent and coaches, they need to take a lesson out of what happened in that fourth quarter against Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy, who I root for J.J. McCarthy, I hope he becomes a great player. He was NFC Offensive Player of the Week based off a few series in the fourth quarter of that game. I mean, the thing seemed like it was over. Certainly the Monday Night Football crew was talking about it like the game was over until it wasn't. That was a missed opportunity. That was a game that was very much within the grasp of the Bears to claim as a victory, and they weren't able to do that. And that's a part of where I do my best to separate the evaluation of Caleb, the performance of Caleb Williams, or any Bears quarterback from the surrounding environment that's there too, and not necessarily separate it from it, but still be able to evaluate the young QB independently of the additional stimulus that's there. And as much as yesterday's game was a fantastic performance by the Bears quarterback, it wasn't because he did a bunch of things that were quote-unquote special or where he had to lift everyone else up by all these Herculean efforts. He was as consistent as he's ever been, but it was also a game where the Bears defense was able to control the Cowboys offense in a remarkable way, far more than most of us anticipated going into that game. And Dallas still moved the rock, but they weren't putting touchdowns on the board, and Caleb had teammates who were capitalizing on some of those playmaking opportunities. And he also had teammates who weren't false starting and having all these pre-snap penalties and short-circuiting drives before they could really get going. So all those things end up combining for us to be able to appreciate the continued development of Caleb Williams as a quarterback. But to me, the mundane, the consistency of his performance was what stood out. And I'm hoping that, yes, what we saw in the second half, what I feel like I observed in the second half, the more demonstrative nature, I do believe the opening fourth quarter collapse, I would imagine that had to have been a factor in that.
Huge, yeah. No doubt about it. Demonstrative, a great word. I love the usage of cajoling as well, Big Ant. You are coming on strong today. This segment with Anthony Heron is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is Anthony Heron with us. Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Luther Burden yesterday, Big Ant. We saw him, the 65-yard flea flicker catch. I really love the 29-yard clutch catch down the middle that led to the Cole Kmet touchdown pass. What did you conclude from watching Luther Burden yesterday?
I combined seeing the Luther Burden emergence with also the way they were targeting Colston Loveland early in the game too, before he had to leave the lineup with the apparent hip injury. But it was good to see them getting the young guys involved. And even when Theo Benedict had to step in at right tackle. So now I'd say yesterday's game was the first real example of a roster that maybe appears deeper than the initial two games of the season were sort of leading the results to indicate. You've got some of these young guys who they made it a point to have involved. And it was funny just listening to Caleb as a quarterback saying, yeah, I just kept underthrowing Luther in practice all week, but I just told him, just keep running. I'm not going to do it in the game. That is not a mistake I'm going to make in the game, and he certainly didn't. And there's a confidence that Luther Burden comports himself with on the field, the willingness to go out and calmly, because you think about it, as he's, you know, he sort of lollies, as they call it, he's throttling down while the safety's biting on the flea flicker, and then he bursts towards that sort of skinny, deep corner area of the field. It's a really long pass for Caleb, but think about yourself as a wide receiver. In that scenario, you're almost like a punt returner because he knows he's wide open, and the ball, as he's adjusting to it while he's tracking it in flight, you'd see a lot of guys who may sort of throttle down and try to body catch it just to make sure that they're going to cradle it in. I just love the confidence that Luther Burden shows in his hands. Frankly, unlike any other receiver that maybe Alameda Zacchaeus shows that level of confidence in his hands too. But Luther Burden, you can just tell. He knows he's got the mitts to be able to snare the ball from anywhere on the field and on what effectively is like a punt return situation where he's whipping over the opposite shoulder. And he just like calmly plucks the ball just before it hits the ground and then bursts into the end zone. It was a look at some of the talent that he has available to him on display.
We love talking to Anthony Heron on 670 The Score, Raheem Harrison Grody, and our segment with Ant, former NFL football player, Fox 32 analyst, is sponsored by Busey Bank, building businesses, growing wealth since 1868. You do, but that's you bring the money. This is the money team.
It's a money segment.
It is, but you also bring the knowledge. So that said, especially coming from your former player standpoint, what did you think about the incredibly purposeful use of zone by Matt Eberflus and the Dallas defense yesterday? Because that's a big sign of growth for me, too, is seeing how Caleb Williams was able to utilize zone to his advantage.
And to be willing to fire the ball over the middle of the field in the midst of that zone, right? And, Dallas knows who Jack Sanborn is as a linebacker. Matt Eberflus knows who Jack Sanborn is as a linebacker. So they would do what they could to kind of rotate bodies in and out to not have Sanborn exposed in pass coverage scenarios that often. Sanborn looked good against the run, as he always does. But for Caleb to be able to sit in a clean pocket, certainly the best game we've seen this season from the Bears offensive line. So credit to them for that. Of course, the context of the opponent they're facing, where Dallas hasn't really mounted much of a pass rush against anyone this season. And now the Bears are on that list of offensive lines who've been able to control the action against that Dallas front seven really effectively. But Caleb to be able to sit in that clean pocket but not start to hold the ball or pat the ball because he wasn't under any physical duress. He was still in rhythm and on time. And as they're breaking the huddle with time to spare and he's getting the snap of the football, he would hit the back foot and then just get it out. And even in moments where he extended the play, he didn't consistently extend it looking for some sort of a dramatic chunk play opportunity. He might extend the play and still feed the ball off to a safety valve. There was an overall composure to the way that Caleb played that indicates we're just seeing week by week the way he's now grasping the totality of the game itself, of these situations that he's in, and being able to live from one snap to the next without making what could be a bad play worse, or without putting the football in jeopardy or extending the play for too long. And it's certainly in a lot of ways easier to do that when the opponent doesn't have much of a pass rush coming at you. And so we'll see as we move forward here, once he gets into some more contests where there's more physical duress there. But to see Caleb be able to see the field and read the zone in the way that he did and feed it all over the place to a wide variety of pass catchers and playmakers, that's really showing the continued development there.
Yeah, Max Crosby on line one. He'll be right up for Caleb coming up next week. Anthony Heron joining us each and every week here on Raheem Harrison Grody to talk about the Bears. I want to talk about this defense because while I loved everything I saw from Matt Eberflus and Caleb Williams in the offense, I liked what I saw on defense, understanding we don't know if we're getting any of these players that missed yesterday's game back between now and the bye. What did you think of what Dennis Allen was able to do with who he had out there?
So starting with the defensive front, I had a number of notes from throughout the game, even before Montez Sweat actually recorded a sack. But I just loved his use of the two-way go. And I've been telling you guys for a few weeks how there's just too much time Montez Sweat spends running into the blocker. He's an impressive power rusher, but he almost uses that exclusively. And I loved yesterday that we saw him get up the field a little bit, get some speed in the offensive tackle's feet, and as that tackle opens up, he was able to club him by and work some inside moves. It didn't lead to, 10 hits on the quarterback or anything like that, but you could see him defeating blockers to apply pressure. The tackle knows that, so now he's got something to think about. The quarterback feels that. The quarterback can feel and see the opposite colored jersey coming free at him, so even a guy like Dak Prescott, who plays in rhythm at the time really consistently, but that impacts him. You at least hope it impacts him as the game wears on, just knowing that, okay, it's a good thing I got that one out on time because Montez Sweat was breathing down my neck if I didn't get the ball off. So seeing that, just seeing him win rushes by doing more than just pushing the offensive tackle into the lap of the quarterback, it allows him now more off-speed pitches. It's not just a guy who's going to sit down against the power of Montez Sweat. And then, yes, on the sack he got, he eventually worked off and came inside. But even Dominique Robinson, you know, had a really nice moment on his sack early. I think it was early in the second half of the game where, if you look at the play, he barely touched anyone. And there's just so many guys on the Bears that feel like they need to, like, almost magnetically be pulled into the chest of the blockers to begin to engage their pass rush move. And that's one of the things that I've been waiting for Dominique Robinson to show in his career, because he is obviously athletic. When he shows it, he's got a good burst and he can close on a tackle. He just so frequently runs into the middle of the blocker, and it's not like he should never run into the middle of a blocker again. It's good to let a guy feel your power, but on that sack, he just flew off the ball up the field, chopped the outside hand, and ran. And it was almost like he was almost surprised. Like, wait a minute, where's the blocker? Well, you left him in your wake because of the rush and the commitment that he had to hitting the edge. So I love some of those moments that we saw from the Bears' defensive front. Against the run, it still left a lot to be desired.
Great stuff. Yeah, I was wondering about Dom Robinson. He lost a 10 on that play. And I've got some really good stuff, a little back and forth with Montez Sweat that we're going to play later on what has been going on with him through the first couple of games. So I'll share that later. What about Tyreek Stevenson? Now do Tyreek Stevenson.
a fantastic response from Tyreek Stevenson. We're deep enough into Tyreek Stevenson's career where I don't think we're going to view him in the Jalen Johnson echelon of just pure cover corners who you should anticipate traveling with an opposing receiver or anything like that. But some of the things that separate Tyreek Stevenson from many other defenders are frankly just his feisty nature. The fact that he rarely quits on a play. And of course, going back to last season against Washington, that was one of the odd things, just where, you know, his focus was not on the action on the field, and then he's all discombobulated with his actual technique once he tries to introduce himself back into the fray. It just didn't seem like himself the rest of the season. But that game against Detroit, it could be one of those things that maybe break a guy's mentality, his confidence a little bit, especially with the knowledge that this is a big season for him at this point in his career. How is he going to be perceived moving forward? Because before the Washington game in 2024, he was perceived as a rising star as a corner in the NFL, had just won NFC Defensive Player of the Week a couple of weeks before that. He was showing fantastic actual production on the field. What we saw yesterday was a guy who went out there and early on just chasing from behind and just snatching the football away. Not really in a sneaky way, in a bully way. Like, ran up behind him and said, "Give me that ball, punk." But then had the finesse to keep his feet in bounds while he did it.
Yeah.
And his coverage was sticky the remainder of the game after that as well, even beyond the deflection. But just watching some of the releases from the line of scrimmage as Stevenson was in position, he was in phase with receivers throughout. So I was really impressed with the response there. Now, like the challenge with all young football players, start to stack performances, whether you're talking Caleb, whether you're talking the offensive line, whether you're talking Roma Dunze, Tyreek Stevenson, Dom Robinson, start to stack performances, because there's a standard that's on film now that people know you are capable of. And we haven't necessarily, it's probably been about a year since we've seen that level of play from Tyreek Stevenson, but man, was it fun to watch.
It absolutely was. Anthony Heron, thanks so much for joining us here on the show today. People love all the defensive breakdowns, so keep them coming.
Appreciate you, Ant.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Nice quad box here on Twitch as well. Looks cool.
Yeah, we'll get to an octo box someday.
That sounds exciting. That sounds very...
Yeah, that's NFL red zone stuff right there. Thanks, Ant. We appreciate it. That was Anthony Heron, of course, of Big Ten Network, Fox 32. He's on with us, and we love having him every single week. Coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody, was there a players-only meeting or wasn't there? And then who was in that meeting? We understand that information came to light after the game yesterday, so Mark Grody got to the bottom of it in an exclusive interview where it will be explained with one of the Bears. So we'll do that all next right here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Williams looking for some blocks, gets some first down and more. Devontae Williams gets a great lead block out there from Steele, and the ball comes out. Chicago says they have it. They do.
Incredible play by Stevenson.
One man rush. Prescott looking around.
That was Fox Sports. The game of the week was won by your Chicago Bears. 31-14 over the Cowboys. Most points that they have scored since the London game. That was 35 against Jacksonville, and it seems like it was 25 years ago. What wasn't was the post-game discussion after the game. Mark, you were there. You were there.
I was there. I was there. Well, you weren't.
One of us had to do it. Not only...
I was there.
The spatial element where it sounds like it's on another dimension makes it sad for me.
He is with the Lord.
That we love less. Mm-hmm. We miss less. But you were there.
I was there.
And you talked to Les a lot, so I figured that was appropriate. You were in the locker room. You got to take us inside. So I think there's a discussion around trying to figure out who met and why. That was something that came up after the game, and we found that out.
No doubt. Yeah, obviously, Ben Johnson, with a heavy challenge of his team, questioning that the practice habits. And then it was revealed yesterday that, at least on defense, for sure, it was established that there was a players-only meeting. A few of us gathered round Jaquan Brisker when this was revealed, and here's how it sounded in real time at the time.
Starting off Wednesday, defensively, we had a meeting. We talked. We had a huge talk, and you know, Grady, you know, everybody got to talk and things like that. And we were on one line, and then just watching Wednesday practice, you could tell the offense, you know, had a chip on their shoulder and the way they attacked the field and things like that. So it was great.
Grady kind of led the locker room speech into this week.
It was, you know, a complete defensive meeting. And, you know, Grady was really the first to speak, and then everybody else, you know, got whatever they had to say off their chest and things like that. So it was great.
Who called it?
To be honest, I'll say probably me and Grady and probably other people, but definitely me and Grady for sure.
Got chippy out there a little bit with Cowboys.
Yeah.
How so?
You could just a lot of pushing and shoving, trying to get in people's face and things like that. And at the end of the day, we got the W. They could do all the talking and things like that. We were right there, you know, toeing the line, but we didn't cross the line.
Who was talking?
The offensive lineman.
Dak talk?
Nah, he's quiet, I think. Not really.
Did you guys get any satisfaction on beating your former coach?
Nah, just a W.
Really?
Yeah, just a W.
Really?
Wow!
You could hear him smile.
He was kind of laughing. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret that. Like, I don't know if he liked the floos or didn't like the floos.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. When the voice goes up, that's usually a telltale sign. So clearly, though, the gist of that is that there was a play. Good for the Bears, man. What I love about how Ben Johnson acted, and what I loved about how the players only meeting was comported, is that they understood like the urgency of the situation. And there were so many people telling us and everybody that was over the top angry that this was a horrible point for the Bears. They did not want to let things get away, and so they acted accordingly.
Well, and also be mad.
Yes.
Yeah, be mad at us. Be mad at the world. Be mad. If that's what fires you up in order to get it together in the way you did on Sunday, then great. Am I doing this from a non-genuine standpoint? No. I say that, like, I'm not saying anything that I think will purposefully anger the Bears. We're just talking about what we want to see, what we've seen. But they needed to take it personally. They needed to raise the standard. The coach put them on notice. And if they had to meet to discuss some stuff, well, it sure as hell showed. 4 turnovers against the Cowboys. 4. There were clearly some people who took that meeting to heart from what we saw.
No doubt. I'm sorry, Marshall. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the most impressive thing about Sunday's win from a defensive standpoint, after finding out that they had this meeting, right? It's like they know that they don't have some of their best players available to them, right? Whether you're talking about Jalen Johnson.
Thank you.
My bad. TJ Edwards, whether you're talking about Kyler Gordon, they understand where they are as far as our best aren't available, but somebody's got to go out here and make plays. And I think that's the difference that we saw in this game, is that guys took the extra step of saying, I have to make a play. And Tyrique Stevenson did a great job of setting the tone just from that standpoint. Because even if you are outmatched because the team has better personnel than you, eventually it comes down to who can make plays. They made 4 huge plays on defense from guys that will be in the lineup next week. And so you're going to look and say, okay, who's making the big plays this week? Not just getting off the field on third down. You got to create turnovers sometimes. That's what has to happen when you're down and without some of your better players. Other people have to step up and make big plays, not just run-of-the-mill standard operating procedure plays, but plays that wow, such as the Stevenson.
What I could not discern in the locker room, or did not discern in the locker room, is if the offense was involved in this, because Jaquan Brisker, you guys heard it, sounded to me like he was just talking exclusively about the defense, although he said that the offense was pretty pumped up in the Wednesday practice, which apparently was just an epic practice. But Jason Leisure asking the question to Caleb Williams in regards to a offensive players only meeting too, maybe?
I think just being able to communicate with everybody and be on the same page and, figure out how, we want this to go. I've always said that the best teams are player-led, and that's what we are. And we got, like I said before also, during the summer, I believe that, Ben has set the standard for us, and we have to execute this standard.
I don't know if there's an offensive players-only meeting or not. I'll just say that. I don't know.
I think he said some stuff that kind of pertains, but he did the old, I'm going to say something that sounds like it could apply to this.
Yeah, and it's like no criticism whatsoever. I don't know if the defense is the side of the ball going into this week that needed the 52 points, needed the players-only meeting, needed the extra motivation. Offense obviously needs a lot of it too, but I can understand if that was just a defensive thing.
I also want to point out here is that not necessarily are the best teams always player-led. You could argue that last year, the players were the ones who were the most visible when it came to leadership. And that was a bad thing in a way because it meant that there was no unifying voice at the top that was strong enough.
It's true.
Not that it didn't exist, but that it wasn't strong enough. So that's just a point that I want to make. Is it good that your players have agency and feel like they are leaders? Absolutely.
Yeah, I think there's leadership there from the player level on all good teams, even if the strongest voice, which rightfully maybe it should be depending on how long they've been around, is the head coach, right? Or if you come into a bad situation where someone needs to hit the reset button, when that coach isn't hitting the reset button, you're going to have more problems because it's going to linger from last year to this year, what we saw as far as a lack, really. And when I say a lack, that's a very general lack. There was just a lacking of everything when you look at the Bears last year.
Well, they had so many captains last year, which I think was one of those things, honestly, like that it backfired when you have captain all over the place. As Layla was saying, you don't have that singular voice. I don't know who the singular voice is. I mean, Grady Jarrett very well could be it, and now it makes a little bit more sense what he was talking about in the locker room to us in terms of kind of blaming or coming after the media a little bit and not really understanding where we were coming from. And you'll hear a little bit of that from Montez Sweat, who I talked to yesterday in one of our upcoming segments. So it all kind of, like, they came together. I don't know if the Bears became a team, Mike Ditka, this week, but something happened, and it was a good happening, even if it was ugly getting to that point.
I think it goes back to a little bit of what we were saying earlier in our 10 o'clock segment. This is not a team that historically has responded with a win. They haven't responded with a touchdown. They previously hadn't responded with, I'm talking about on an ensuing drive. They previously hadn't responded with points off of turnovers either. That wasn't something that was guaranteed necessarily. Mm-mm. Those weren't always capitalized upon. You had a turnover created. They responded to a three and out by doing something defensively. They then responded with the touchdown. They responded to that horrible game with a win where they had their best offensive output in almost a year. You see how that is different from what we have seen before.
I think the biggest thing is understanding that even without some of your best players, you were able to accomplish this. So now you're like, we have tape that shows what we are capable of, even if we're not whole. And they may not be whole this week. And they may have to wait until after the bye to be whole. But it's this understanding and a level of confidence that they needed to have after giving up the 52 points. They needed something. And whatever the something is, they got something.
Well, I also want to throw this out there to you, too. They hired people like this for these reasons. Mark, you remember how despondent the locker room was last year. The sad quotes that we saw in Jason Leisure's article from Kyler Gordon,
where he's talking
about how he's in his physical prime and he doesn't know what winning feels like. Mm. I think part of the reason they brought in a guy like Grady Jarrett, who had the reputation for being a leader, a guy like Joe Tooney, who was as solid as a rock in Kansas City, was because they wanted people like that for these things to happen. Have another voice that's your peer telling you what it's like on the other side.
Yeah, well, and that's what I've been saying a lot lately. Ben Johnson, when convenient, has said, hey, I wasn't around here in the last few years. He didn't say this, but maybe he's alluding to it. Don't put it on me. Ben Johnson knows exactly what went on here last year, even over the last 2 years. He found that out in the interview. Ryan Poles had to have told him, and he's doing the opposite of the way things were done last year. Like going into this week, challenging the players, saying the practices is not good enough. My God. Like Flus never came close to doing anything like that. Hell, the interim head coach, Thomas Brown, came closer than Matt Eberflus to doing anything like that. So will it work throughout the rest of the season? Will the Bears be a winning team? I have no idea, but we have little bits of evidence that they are doing things drastically differently than they did in the previous regime, which is a start.
This is an important data point as we discuss this players-only meeting that apparently was just a defensive meeting, according to what Mark Grody tells us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And I like this data point because it could be an inflection point, right? It could be kind of the turnaround for an entire season.
Absolutely.
What we saw on Sunday continues as far as not just the progress on offense, which I'm not even concerned about, really, but can you make the best of a defense that is tattered? And right now, the tattered defense is keeping the Bears warm, right? You have tattered blankets, and you're like, oh, the blanket's got a few holes in it. But on a couch, on a chilly day, you can still wrap yourself in a blanket with some holes on it and still keep warm. That's what the Bears' defense is.
Or is it an Afghan that is purposefully woven with holes in it?
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That works too. A little breathability, if you will.
Yeah, my mom knitted one of those for me once.
Still got it?
Held up.
By the way, Layla, congratulations on your Virgil Carter. You're still getting credit for name-checking Virgil Carter earlier.
Do you know what I have in front of me?
AI?
The internet.
Can I congratulate you as well?
I know how to use a search function. And then what I have done is I have learned something. Today we got smarter as a team.
Oh, Layla, I just wanted to congratulate you on your first ever Bears Monday. That's what my congratulations is here for.
We just became a team!
Thank you. I am new to this city. I have never been here. What are we going to sell? What should we do for the 10-year celebration?
Oh, my God. That's coming up in October.
It is. Yeah, it's next month.
Layla, what's the date?
It's October 27th.
For people who don't know, Layla will have been in Chicago for 10 years, which means she gets her first Bears. I give Bears out to people. You'll get the automatic
six Bears. Now, it's a matter of how many Bears I decide to add that will be the big deal. But we
the
will
Pope
have a,
has the max with 14 for his name.
The Pope has as many as he would like. But yes, he's a two-touchdown Bear guy for sure. No doubt about it.
We should get pizza.
Okay.
Is that what you want? Where do you want pizza?
Off the ground.
Whatever you want, Layla. I don't know. That's challenging.
Okay. Well, we got time to figure that out.
Not pizza off the ground. I told you what the conclusion of that was, right? That behind that that post, that support beam, there were more pizzas. I'm like, what happened here?
Sounds like somebody didn't get all the pizzas to wherever they were trying to get the pizzas.
Yes, that's all we can deduce from that scenario. Coming up next on Rahimi Harrison Grody. Of course, it is more football talk, but this is a special twist. Caleb Williams threw four touchdown passes yesterday. The Wiener Circle tweeted out before the game that if he did, there would be free hot dogs on Tuesday. The Wiener Circle has no shortage of awesome personalities. So Reagan from the Wiener Circle, one of the cashiers, is going to join us next because even the quarterback himself knows about this promotion. She'll tell us what's going to happen next here at Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Stay with me on this one. Have you ever been to the Wiener Circle?
I have not, but I've heard about this, the four touchdown thing. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, congrats, everybody. You got free hot dogs.
Yeah, that's the word, and Caleb Williams also put it out on his Instagram story, the post from the Wiener Circle. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. She also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Reagan is a cashier at the Wiener Circle, and if you're not familiar with your line of work, Reagan, I've gotten to meet you before. It's good to see you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, good to be here.
So for the people who don't know, who haven't experienced the Wiener Circle experience, which is really what it is, what would you tell people about what you guys do?
We serve up, you know, high quality street food with a little bit of sass, you know, we talk a little bit of smack while doing it.
Who doesn't love a little bit of sass and smack on the side with their food? I'm good with that. Tell me how you guys are preparing, though, for this onslaught. What time does it start? What time does it end, this distribution of hot dogs?
A lot of prayer and a lot of tequila. I don't know how we're going to do it. No, we are getting ready. We're getting our shipments in. Everyone's mentally preparing. They just put out the schedule last night. We got like 10 people on the schedule, so we're ready for it. I think people are going to be lined up before we even open tomorrow. I think people are going to be lined up like they're dropping a new Jordan or a new game console. You know, they line up down the block at the Best Buys and stuff. That's how it's going to be. They're going to be waiting for them dogs.
I think you guys should have sass with the people waiting in the long line. I think you should remotely go out there and just get them tuned up a little bit.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Reagan, what is the I know that there was a tweet put out by the Wiener Circle too that asked Vienna Beef to chip in. Like, what's the latest on what you guys know about how many dogs are being given away? What the logistics are of that part of it?
So shout out to Vienna, shout out to Rosen's bread company. They are providing some dogs and some bread for us, or some buns for us to use. So shout out to them. So I'm not sure how many people are coming. I mean, I could only guess, like, I think at least a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. I just saw reading the Instagram, you know, it's all over social media. So I was reading one and someone says, I hope they start making the dogs tonight. And I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I feel like it's going to be like a couple thousand dogs probably, but we're ready, I guess.
Well,
not really.
it's gotten 2.1 million views on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's talking about it. As soon as he scored that fourth touchdown, yeah. Our phone was ringing off the hook.
I love it.
We had to turn it off because people were calling like, yeah, we're seeing you Tuesday.
Reagan,
like it's a threat. We're coming for a free dog.
I want to know the
talking. I can't really say what they were saying, but they were getting us.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you guys are known for your replies. So, you know, within FCC rules here, what can you tell us about what you guys said back?
I'm just like, we'll see you there, mother effer, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you be ready, because we're ready. You know, y'all need to be ready.
Reagan, tell me the origin story. Whose idea was it, and why did the? How did you land on four touchdowns for Caleb Williams to get the free hot dogs?
So the owner of the Wiener Circle, he's chronically online. He loves, you know, he's seen this post that said, it was, I'm not exactly sure who it was, but it was like the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And they said, the original tweet said, if he scores a touchdown, I'll text my ex-girlfriend who's getting married, whatever, something like that. Like, basically, if he scores a touchdown, I'll text my ex-girlfriend who's getting married this Saturday, whatever. The owner had posted this before, I think maybe a year or two ago, and it said, if the Bears win the preseason or something like that, we'll give out free hot dogs. And I was like, oh, like, you know, back then when he posted it, I'm like, well, why would you post that? Like, why, we're going to give away hot dogs. He's like, they're not going to win. So I was like, okay. So I figured he thought he wasn't going to make four touchdowns. And he played the best game he ever played out there, Caleb. I ain't never seen him play like that. So yeah, it was definitely us that did it. So. Just saying.
So Caleb knows about it. We saw he posted on his Instagram story the news about it. If Caleb Williams was ordering a hot dog from you, what would you say to him?
Ooh.
Well, we're not allowed to swear on here, right?
We are not. So I know that means you're not at your full strength, but 80% is still good enough for me.
I'd just be like, congrats, man. I'd be like, you know, we did that though, right? You know, not you, it was us.
No, I like that.
Congrats, mother bleeper.
Yes. I don't want to get banned.
No, I got you. We appreciate that. What will the owner, I'm more interested in what the owner will text his ex-girlfriend who is getting married. Just a simple miss you?
Yeah, who knows? Well, no, that's the original tweet that gave him the idea.
Ah, okay.
Yes, it was somebody else posted that. He didn't post that himself. No.
Ah, okay.
He's not that crazy. He's from Chicago. He loves the Bears. He loves all things Chicago. Bears. So I just feel like that's why he did it. And, you know, Wiener Circle's a staple. You know, we're so iconic and, you know, everything goes good with us. So I feel like that's just why he did it, you know.
And frankly, I love the exposure for you guys. Poochie sang the seventh inning stretch the other day. Like, I love
oh
the come
God.
Up.
She's crazy. She's crazy. Yeah, that they couldn't find nobody else better to do that. I wish I was there.
I know. I feel like one of you guys always has to be working, but the commentary, that's top notch. The fact that you guys are getting this exposure, I think, is great.
Yes.
Reagan, I do want to ask you this.
Yes.
Sounds like you guys aren't really expecting what I'm expecting, which is thousands of people to show up looking for a hot dog. Is there a limit? Will you run out at a certain point?
So it is. So what we are doing is our usual hours are from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. on Tuesday. But we're doing it 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and we're giving out nothing but straight free hot dogs. Like, we're not even doing nothing else. We're doing it until we run out. And my boss, my like the manager at the Wiener Circle, she's like, oh, like it can't be that many people. I'm like, no, like I think it's gonna be thousands of dogs, hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Hundreds of, not thousands of dogs, but. We're gonna see, but I'm expecting it. I'm expecting a lot of people.
Well, folks, if you're in the area, donate a pack of hot dogs. That's what we can do. We can put that out there.
We got it. We got more than our fridge can handle. It's crazy right now. It's the Wiener Circle's nuts right now.
Do you feel like there will be more challenges like this to the Bears since it works so well?
Yes. Hopefully not anytime soon, but hopefully. I think what it was too is just, you know, like, not saying that the Bears aren't great, but I just feel like, you know, they haven't had their best, whatever. And just for us to post something like this and then for everyone to be watching and hoping and being like, yes, like let them win. And then just like the spirit of it, like, I just feel like it was all good all around. And that's what really did it, you know, bringing Chicago together. And like, he even said, like, congratulations, like, I won y'all free hot dogs.
Love it.
I messaged him on Instagram. I'm like, oh, you're going to come help us give this out, right? Just won four touchdowns.
It is the off day, right?
It is their day off. Yeah, Tuesday's their off day.
Hmm. Yep, so hopefully he comes through. We messaged him, so
that'd be awesome.
Hopefully he comes through. Bring the whole Bears team down there. Why not?
Oh, that would be an incredible photo op. We love that. Reagan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We love seeing the Wiener Circle people get their shine, so thank you for doing that with us today.
Thank you for having me, guys. Hopefully I see you guys on Tuesday, or hopefully not. Who knows?
Thank you, Reagan.
Just a preview of what they will do at the Wiener Circle. They put on a show. We know it all too well in a great way. That was Reagan, the cashier, one of the cashiers from Wiener Circle. And yes, Poochie, who's also at the Wiener Circle, saying the seventh inning stretch. They've had a great year for the Cubs with that.
And hopefully they got the details now. 11 a.m. is when they open, but she says the line might be around the corner, mm-hmm. and they're stopping the giving out of free hot dogs at 8 p.m. So now you've got your hours. You've got your parameters. Go get your hot dogs.
Yeah, get your hot dog ready. It's like get your corn popcorn ready from T.O. That's where I was going with it.
I got you.
And I almost said cornbread because
I thought
know
you said corn dogs. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's an October thing.
I love a good corn dog.
You guys with your jalapeno cornbread, which I've still never had.
I do like the Wiener Circle. Like, they've got a cool patio in the back, too. That's great. A really nice spot to hang out on a nice fall day. I love it.
Yeah.
More to come here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We have more questions, not just regarding the Bears, but anybody want to talk about that Cubs sweep over the weekend?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, 5 on it's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.